Listen to part of a lecture in a history class.
Okay, everybody. So last time, we talked about the Columbian Exchange. As I mentioned earlier, this term is named for Christopher Columbus, the explorer who sailed from Spain to the Americas. His contact with the Americas in 1492 marked the beginning of the European colonization of the Americas. Anyway, who can tell us what the Columbian Exchange was?
Wasn't it, it was the exchanges between cultures that started taking place after Columbus reached the Americas?
Yes, that's right. Okay, well, as you may remember, we also discussed the negative effects of the Columbian Exchange. But let's put those negative effects aside for today. See, there was something we didn't get to talk about in class last time, the advantages of the Columbian Exchange. That's what we'll be addressing today. One advantage that comes to mind is the exchange of animals. See, when Columbus arrived, most of the original inhabitants in the Americas didn't have beasts of burden.
Like donkeys and horses?
Yes. These animals were important because they are able to do hard work, like carry heavy materials. Their introduction made life easier for the peoples of the Americas. Okay. And that's just one thing. Now, let's continue with some others.